Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, this episode was kind of fucked up because Julio got a new headset and we didn't really get it worked out till about halfway through. Because I told him to restart his computer and all that shit. And it wound up fixing it. But the first half was a shit show. So, apologize about that. But if you can bear through it, it gets better. Alright, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
Woo! We got a lot to talk about. Hold up. Alright, it's Saturday night, Sunday morning, 4:11 a.m., January 18th, 2025. I said we got a lot of shit to cover because we skipped a week. That's the first week we've missed, but it was because I was locked up. So
that, and then we had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Last episode, my headset gave out.
Yep.
It is like I completely forgot we were doing this today. Like, I'm still wearing my uniform.
All right, fuck it. I can hear you, but it just seems quiet. Fuck it. All right. Yeah, so I did my what they call the driver intervention program last weekend. So I went in Thursday at 6 p.m. and got out Sunday at like 3 p.m. We're supposed to be there till 6 p.m., but they let us out early.
You learn anything?
No. You know what we watched a lot of videos and shit like that and had a speaker. All this. Remind me to tell you about the speaker. But, we watched one movie right before we left on Sunday. Guess what it was?
Final Destination?
No. It was Flight with Denzel Washington.
Oh, my boy.
That's the first time I've ever seen it, dude. I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I was sitting there. I was fucking... That was the best thing they could have played to kill the last couple of hours. I was sitting there digging that shit. Have you ever seen the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was He was a raging alcoholic, man, when he was in that one hotel room and then he got into the other one. And then John Goodman comes to give him coke to fucking wake him up for court.
I mean, we're nobody to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, that was... Honestly, when I was watching Flight, my ass hurt. Jail made my ass hurt.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not used to sitting down for 4 days in a row.
Oh, I see.
I'm sitting on this fucking chair and I keep moving around because my fucking ass hurts from sitting all the time. Other than that, it was a good movie.
So you finally got to see that court scene?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Drunk on-
yeah, so yeah. So basically he was fucking taking a I mean, he wound up going to prison because of that, man. And he easily could have just lied and got out of it. But I get it, man.
Yeah, but he also, wasn't there like a little bit of redemption? It's been a minute since I saw the movie, but didn't he get a little bit of redemption?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you mean. I mean, he didn't lie, and then he, obviously he had to sober up when he went to prison. And the aviation union people were trying to get him to lie because they didn't want it to look bad on them. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, they were trying to blame it on the aircraft because it did fuck up. But he still fucking did like a barrel roll and landed the motherfucker. Yeah, that was a trip.
Remember that clip I played about the like the freest moment ever, and it was a guy flying a plane and he took it and he did a barrel roll.
Yeah,
he did like a loop and like came like really close to like a lake. He went and saw whales, he went and saw icebergs. Like, everybody should do this, everybody should see these things.
Yeah.
And then he crashed the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was real. Denzel was just a movie. Of course, in the movie, he did it without a fucking engine.
So, it's funny you watched the Denzel movie after you said you would not watch Gladiator 2 because of all the gay Denzel shit in it.
Right.
I almost called him Gayzel.
Gazelle?
Something, yeah. It was like coming out like that.
Okay, so the speaker at the hotel jail thing.
Yeah.
He was some drunk that was friends with the weirdo that ran the thing. She was a white chick and she had her head shaved. Yeah, definitely a lefty. And so she liked to have this dude on for every class. And he's sitting here talking about how drinking fucked up his life. Oh, there was so many military people in that group. There was like 15, 16 of us. The one dude was a captain. He ran an engineer platoon. The other dude was a retired sergeant major. So I was hanging out with him, sitting next to him. And then, so this speaker comes on. He's talking about how he tried to shoot himself in the head with a shotgun. But he was so drunk he used birdshot instead of a slug. He still fucked his head up. He had to get his head sewn back up. And he's talking about all the problems he's had. You know, with drinking. But then he turns around and says, when he was 8, he seen someone do Harry Carey on a movie, so he thought it looked cool, so he tried to do it. And I'm like, what the fuck's this got to do with drinking? This dude tried to commit suicide when he was 8 years old. He's fucked in the head. It's got nothing to do with drinking. I don't know. I just pick up on shit like that.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
So I'm still wearing my uniform. I look pretty damn professional, don't I?
Successful?
No, like professional.
Yeah, you look like a pizza man. Actually, look like a pizza manager.
Yeah. My hair's nice. Got a nice mane of hair.
Me, I just got out of bed. I'm up for my second, getting ready for my second sleep. Man, my daughter's boyfriend was over, And he kept grabbing beers, and I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I said, I bought a case because I got to do a podcast at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I came down, right? So I was just keeping it out on the garage floor because it's already cold out. So I come out to do the podcast, and the case of beer is fucking empty. And I fucking lost my shit. I started panicking. Here he fucking stacked it all up inside of the fridge. I thought he fucking crushed them all. Oh, man. You want to talk about your fucking heart drop?
I feel you, brother.
Broke my fucking heart for a minute.
I mean, there have been moments where I have told Fox, I'm like, give me a second, let me go and get some beer.
Right.
You know, like, that moment hits you, and it's like, what do I do? What do I do? Especially, like, in the middle of, like, you know, like, when they don't sell beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From 2:30 to 5:30 or whatever?
Yeah.
Or is it 1:30?
It's from 2 to 5:30.
Okay.
No. It's one for gross, like, regular stores, two for bars.
I think it's 1:30 for gas stations and stuff, and 2:30 for bars.
Something like that.
But I had a buddy back home. He was from, his name was Muhammad Ali. He was from Jordan. He would sell me beer fucking any hours of the night.
Yeah. I want to start a little damn bodega.
Yeah. All right, so Ohio is the military industrial complex hub. Yeah. Okay. Where they're putting up a new building in Columbus. It is the Anduril plant. All right. Let me bring this up. They build basically like drones, all right? It's going to be 4,000 employees to build autonomous aircraft, including drones, also known as roadrunners, helicopters, which are called ghosts, and cruise missiles, which are called barracudas. And we've already got GE, which builds the fucking engines for the jets and shit. We got General Dynamics in Ohio. We got Lockheed Martin, where I used to work before I moved up here. I mean, Ohio's becoming the fucking hub for the fucking defense, the DOD and shit.
Yeah. We also have a lot of strategic military bases.
Yeah. Not really, I mean.
And secret, deep underground military bases.
Right. Well, we got Wright Patterson up in Dayton. Other than that, got some secret ones maybe, but
yeah,
off the radar.
There's one underneath the that snake, that serpent mound. If you dig deep enough, you'll find it.
Well, there was underground tunnels at the the Lockheed Martin the property that I was working on. It was formerly Goodyear. You know, the Goodyear blimp hangar was still on there. Matter of fact, when I worked there, I think it was like 2006, the blimp hangar caught on fire. Somebody was welding or something, or I don't know what happened. But the fucking fire trucks came, extended the ladder all the way up, and the stream still wasn't reaching the fucking fire up on top. Wasn't tall enough. So yeah, that shit went on for a while.
I heard that place, because I kind of looked it up in Akron. Doesn't it, It has its own, like, climate. It'll rain inside of it because it's so big and so massive.
Yeah, I have heard. I haven't never been in there. I mean, it's weird because I was working, like, literally in the building right fucking next to it, but I ain't never been inside the blimp hangar. I have heard that, though.
Yeah.
So Brian's in Washington, D.C. right now.
Nice.
Yeah. He's up there fighting the VA.
Is he going to go to the inauguration?
No, he mentioned that. He goes, I got to go to D.C. this weekend. I'm not super excited that it's inauguration weekend. I said, well, watch out for domestic terrorists. All right, so all right. Yeah, I was just looking up this we got to talk about the LA fires. Right? Yeah, so these fires in LA. So I think this updated a day ago. So the Palisades fire, almost 24,000 acres. The one in Eaton is like 14,117 acres. And the other one so far is only like 60 acres. 27 people dead. Multiple people have lost their homes and been forced to evacuate. But listen, if any place was the perfect area to fucking wipe out a you know, clean slate and test out a smart city, it would be fucking LA. Cause if those motherfuckers haven't left yet, they'll put up with anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's already leaving California and going to fucking where's that Rogan and them live? I know Texas, but what is it, Austin? I think it's Austin. But everybody from California is going to Austin. Now that's going to be a fucked up city. You know, they're bringing their fucking politics with them. But I'm just saying, if they wanted to test somewhere out to start a smart city, LA would be the fucking spot. Because anybody that's still there will fucking put up with anything.
Well, have you seen the correlation to the underground railroad that they kind of want to build, their transit system? How it kind of lines up with the fires and where they have been happening, or where other calamities have happened, for example, in North Carolina and in Miami.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. And then they're saying that there's people that think that it's so they can hide all the Diddy shit and that. And I'm like, nah, come on now. That's a little bit too much. But I've heard that. I've heard people saying that.
They're trying to hide all my shit. I paid a lot of money to keep all my shit off the radar.
I mean, I know there was underground shit, like from the Playboy Mansion to Jack Nicholson's house and shit like that. But fires ain't going to expose none of that. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know what tunnels were leading to my house, but that's another subject.
Quit being a creep, Julio.
All right, so since we're on the subject of the creep, I have to tell this story. So, dude, Jesus cock blocked me.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, hold up. All right, let's hear about your Jesus story.
Oh, okay, we're recording now. Fox asked me to put the mic in my mouth.
Yeah.
So it's in my mouth.
All right, quit being a creep.
So I had been going to a certain gas station, and I had seen this chick with this neck tattoo, and she was cool, and I enjoyed speaking to her, like, nothing bad, but I just enjoyed her vibe. So, come to find out, her sister also works there, and she got a hat that I also liked, which kind of like in symbols said like right to bear arms. And so it was like a topic that we talked about. So anyway, so I go to speed with this one day. My wife texted me like, hey, we want chocolate. And I knew the store I normally go to was gonna run out, had run out of what my wife wanted. So I'm like, shit, this gives me an opportunity to go see that chick with the tattoo. So I went over there and I saw her. And dude, like, out of nowhere, this other customer is in the store. I did not hear him come in. I did not see him come in. I swear to God, he got like beamed up, like, beam me up, Scotty. Like, he got like transported. BB tied me. I swear to God. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, I'm not in a hurry, brother. Take your time. And all I was doing was like talking to this chick. She's not interested in me at all. But, you know, like, as a man, like, you just have, like, these weird feelings. And, but anyway, so I shorted my conversation and I left. But I took a look back at the guy because I walked out of there looking to see what vehicle he was in. He didn't have a uniform on, so he didn't have any work truck or anything. And then I wonder where he parked. So I get in my car, and I pull out. I think I'm going to pull out to go home, and then I don't. I circle around until this motherfucker walks out. And then I pull up right next to him, and I say, you must like girls with tattoos, brother. He's like, yes, I do. But Jesus saved my life 2 years ago. And I didn't know what to say. And that ended up being like a 2-hour conversation. It was kind of interesting. There were some coincidences that I cannot explain. You know how I told you about my car situation?
Yeah.
The blown engine?
Yeah.
This guy, this stranger that has never met me, said, you don't have to carry the burden of worrying about a car. A broken down car with a blown engine, brother. God will take care of it. And didn't I tell you about the good news that happened to me lately? In terms of that?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's never met me. He also said, you don't have to feel the guilt of all your sins. You might have fucked up today, but the next day is a new day. It's a new start. When you go to bed and you wake up, it's a new beginning. It's a new year. And like I said, he didn't know me. Like I didn't even purchase alcohol at that time. I purchased candy for my wife and my daughter. And he really spoke like a really different version of like everything else. I even asked him, I said, like, do you go to like meetings or do you go to a church? And he said, no. He's like, the church is within me and the church is within you. Like, dude, like, this guy was, like, saying everything that would, like, he was so positive, it was pissing me off.
It's true, though. My wife was getting on me the other day because she goes, ever since you started the podcast, you don't believe in Jesus. And I said, no, that's not it. I said, all I said was Jesus couldn't have been his real name, but why does it matter? Like, I pray to God every morning, and if Jesus is God, like, what kind of, I don't want to get on it, but, you know, whatever. And,
back to my story.
Yeah, my bad. So, I thought you were done.
No. So, like I said, I whipped my car aggressively, and I'm like, oh, you must like girls with tattoos. And he's like, yes, brother, but Jesus saved me 2 years ago. And that started a whole conversation. And like I said, he brought up certain subjects that I never told him. This is a complete stranger. And it was interesting. To this day, he still texts me. Actually, today is the 1 week anniversary of us meeting. So we're going to be grabbing coffee sometime this weekend. But just very weird coincidence. And then check this out. You know where he parked? To the right side of me. You know where that girl parked and her sister parked? To the left side of me. And he said something. He said, hey, you know what I told that girl inside? And I'm like, what? He's like, you're not going to believe me. And I'm like, okay. He said, I told her, do you have a Bible? Or I asked her, do you have a Bible? And she said, yes. So she told her, or he told her, open it up and read a chapter. And let's talk about it next time. So the girls that I had the lust over, you know what I mean? Like man to man. This is like a man talk. And came out and she rolled down her window and she said, hey, something, something. But he told her, hey, remember what I told you? And she's like, yes, I'm going to open up the Bible and I'm going to read a chapter. So he was true to his word. Dude, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. Like, I looked up his phone number. There's nothing tied to it. I don't know.
Huh.
But he definitely said a lot of good things, you know, like the fact that Jesus did die for all our sins, and we don't need to be like burdened by that. Every day is a new day, man. And if you can be better today, that's a great thing. Be happy in that and make it the best thing and build up on that. And if you get set back, that's okay. Start building back up. You know, don't let it be like the end of things, because that's what happens. Like they say, hit rock bottom, but there's no bottom to that rock bottom.
And, right.
I don't know. He just kind of like really opened my mind. I look forward to meeting him up for coffee. Good looking guy.
Oh, you queer. Now I see where this is going. You're going to try to get his pants, but he's probably not down with that. And then he's going to strike you down with a bolt of lightning.
All right. So what's up with this inauguration, man? We got it going on.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be clapping right now at this hour of my house.
All right. So is that it for your Jesus story?
No, I don't even remember where we left off, but so
you want to bang him?
No. No, but it was very interesting. Like, what, very coincidental. Like, I don't know. Like, it could not have been a coincidence. Like him knowing some stuff that, like, even people that know me don't know about me. Was very, very strange. I think there is. I think God is real. Like, I don't know. Like. I've been really into let go and let God, because, like, I don't know, man. Like, there's some shit you just can't control. And I've been struggling with, like, connecting with my parents. I don't know what it is. I think it's shame or guilt. And lately, because I've been kind of like thinking about it, I've been thinking about reconnecting with them, and that means trying to be humble and just being different. And I appreciate that kind of feeling, because, dude, it's really healing. Like, when you're a good human being, you feel good. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, there's some people that get off, you know, like being a bad human being. But if you're a good human being, you enjoy being good. And I think that's kind of something I enjoy.
Well, you got to be careful. Like, so this clip right here. You got to be careful the way you pray, too. Like, all right, check this clip out. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Let's tell you a bit about the devil first, so that you've got a clear picture in your mind of what we're praying against. First of all, the Bible does not paint him as a horned creature with a forked tail. That's the sort of thing that makes us laugh at him, take him less than seriously. See, the Bible says he's a real person. The Bible never calls the devil it, always he. Next, the Bible says that he has a heart and a mind and a will. And if a heart and a mind and a will don't make a personality, I don't know what does. It talks about the devil's feelings, talks about his thoughts, and it talks about his motives. And that means to me a person. So the devil is not just a kind of vague word to sum up all the forces of evil in the world. No, he is a person in his own right. And if there were no human beings at all, Satan would still exist. Now, Jesus himself took Satan desperately seriously. He never made a joke about him. He never laughed at him. He never caricatured him. Here are some of the titles that Jesus gave Satan. He said he is the prince of this world. When Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, Jesus did not say, they are not yours to give, because he knew perfectly well they were Satan's to give. And it is a horrible thought, if you really realize it, that the world in which we live is ruled over by Satan. He is the prince of this world. But let's take it a step further. Do you know that another title Jesus gave to Satan? He said he's not only the ruler or prince of this world, he is the God of this world. The only other person beside his heavenly Father to whom Jesus ever applied the word God was Satan. He said, my heavenly Father is God of everything, but of this world, Satan is God, which means very simply, not only that Satan controls this world and is able to manipulate science and education and politics for his own ends. More than that, Satan is actually the real God whom most people on earth worship, whether they know it or not. That behind so much religion, behind so much activity, Satan is the one who's being worshipped. He's the person. And even by some who go to church and chapel on Sunday, in reality, he's their God. For they worship the things that he offers them. They want the things of the world that he belongs to and rules over, rather than setting their mind on the things that are above, where Jesus is. And if you want this world, and if you want the things of this world, then I give you a piece of advice. Make Satan your God. If you want this world, he's a wonderful God to have, because he'll give it to you. There's always a price to pay. When the bill comes in, you may not be quite so happy, but he'll give it to you. He can give you money, he can give you fame, he can give you anything you want, because it's his to give. Where have you been, Satan, says God in the book of Job? Well, I've been patrolling the earth, I've been looking around my estate. And he had. Now let's get this clear. That doesn't mean that God is helpless in this world. It does mean, and we've got to think this through, that God is allowing Satan to be prince of this world and God of this world. He's allowed it. And people say, what does God think he's doing allowing that? Well, I would just say my only answer to that one is, what's he doing allowing you to be like you are? Why should you blame him for allowing Satan to rebel when he allowed you to? The answer is very simple. He's a father and he will not force any of his creatures to go his way. And he gives you freedom to rebel. And we can't grumble about him giving the angels freedom, though they have superior intelligence and strength, because he gave us the same freedom and we've used it in the wrong way. Do you know there are two books in the Bible that the devil hates more than any other two books in the Bible? Out of all 66, there are two that say more about him than any others, and it's these that he has attacked more than any others. They are the one at the beginning and the one at the end, Genesis and Revelation. And you know why he hates them? Because Genesis describes his devices and Revelation describes his doom. And he hates those two books. And there has been more scholarly attack on the book of Genesis than any other book, and more attempt to turn it into myth and legend and away from fact than any other book in the Bible. Why? Because Satan doesn't want you to believe that Genesis 3 ever happened. He doesn't want you to know how he got hold of Eve. He doesn't want you to believe that he said what he did to that first married couple. And he attacks the book of Genesis. But the other book which he hates more than any other is the book of Revelation. Because as you read through that book, you come to a point where it says that the devil himself will be cast into the lake of fire. Do you know that Jesus told us to pray every day about the devil? Do you know that? The original prayer that he taught his disciples when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, pray like this. Say, Dad in heaven. Then pray for the things he wants. His name, his will, his kingdom. Then he said, pray for the things you need. You need food, you need forgiveness. Then he said, finish by praying this. Deliver us from the evil one. We've turned evil into a thing in our thinking. It's not a thing, it's a person. There's no evil anywhere in the universe apart from persons. Evil is an intensely personal thing. There's no love in the universe apart from persons who love. And so evil is personal. And Jesus said, pray daily, deliver us from the evil one. Start your prayer by thinking of your dad in heaven, but end your prayer by thinking of the devil on earth and go out to face him. Let's tell you a bit about the devil first, so that you...
Yep.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Yeah. That's going to cause me to change a couple things, but At least about the way I pray, you know?
Yeah.
While I'm up here, I might as well play another clip. Oh, God. I thought I had some funny shit.
Let me get a snack.
That was a little somber. Oh, yeah. Alex Jones is on a health kick. I think I like the fat Alex Jones better. But for him, it's good for him. So, hey.
He said, hey, do you like Jews? I heard you don't like Jews. I said, I don't like nobody. Dudes, niggas, Asians, blacks, whites, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, dogs, horses, fish, roaches, worms, butterflies, ants. Nigga, I don't like nothing. He said, hey.
All right, let me play this one more time. Julio missed it.
He said, hey, do you like Jews? I heard you don't like Jews. I said, I don't like nobody. Dudes, niggas, Asians, blacks, whites, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, dogs, horses, fish, roaches, worms, butterflies, ants. Nigga, I don't like nothing. He said, hey.
I like that dude.
He covered all the bases.
All right, check this shit out. This is when liberals don't like each other. Or not. It's like a liberal competition.
Hey there, neighbor.
Oh, hey. It's Asher, right?
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know, I think there might be something wrong with your air conditioner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be running a lot, even when it's kind of cool outside.
Oh, no. My partner runs a little hot. So.
Not as hot as our planet. Sorry, I don't mean to be that guy. It's just, we're all in this together.
Yeah, I drive a Prius, so...
And that's a nice little gesture. My car runs on reclaimed cooking oil. I have some literature, sir, if you want it.
That's okay, save the paper.
I haven't printed anything since 2004. I was going to email you.
On your power-hungry computer?
My entire house is solar-powered. I sell energy back to the grid and use that money to save polar bears.
I'm an environmental lawyer, so, you know, I'm pretty green.
Mm, so is your lawn. I went drought tolerant. Succulents, indigenous plants, rock garden.
My other daddy says your yard looks like a litter box.
A cute kid. I remember when she was in disposable diapers. Hey there, neighbor.
She goes, my other daddy says your yard looks like a litter box. The fuck?
It's funny. I was at a doctor's appointment with Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor had a shirt, and I kind of liked it. But her and I kind of like made a connection that it looked like a shirt Cam would wear from that show, which is the gay partner of the guy.
Oh yeah.
So Lisa was being wheeled into surgery laughing. We were cracking up about this as they wheeled her out. Like they were like giving her anesthesia and she was cracking up. How about this fucking shirt? So that was a good moment. Sorry.
Let's see. I don't know, man. You got anything else?
Possibly. So this stood out to me. So check this shit out. Hold on.
What are we doing?
Hold on, I gotta share the the thing.
My response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
God.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that
somebody might understand your
situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
Yeah. I heard that. What the fuck?
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call.
Yeah, what? The bitch is built like a fucking linebacker. What do you mean? What the fuck is going on with that? Okay, I've heard bits and pieces about this here and there. What happened?
DEI.
Isn't she like in charge of the DEI program or some shit?
I don't know. She's the assistant chief.
Oh my God.
For the LA Fire Department. So, I kind of felt bad when a couple of years ago. So, there's a fire chief for Perrysburg. That's like a short guy. Like, I'm talking like under 4 feet.
What?
Yeah.
Under 4 feet.
Yeah, I hate to be mean.
A midget.
And I'm like, do I want that guy to come and fucking rescue me?
He did what for the fire department?
He's a fire chief. He would come and inspect the building.
Wait a minute. Things are getting out of hand.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, that's the last guy I want to fucking come and try to rescue me.
Right.
And that's a man. And I'm just judging him based on his physicalness. Well, same thing with this. Like, but this gets frowned upon so much harsher.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Midgets and women are not... cannot do the fucking job. I don't want a midget or a... You know, I would have thought that big black dyke would have been able to fucking carry somebody because she looks like a linebacker, but apparently she can't. But here, I got a clip. I actually forget what this is about. I see it's a George W.,
we're both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
Tim Russert, the moderator of Meet the Press and NBC's Washington Bureau Chief, collapsed and died early this afternoon.
We're both in Skull and Bones.
Wow, so the dude died right after that.
Yeah, of course.
Could it have been a heart attack gun? Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, this fucking episode has been a disaster. And if you're still listening, God bless you.
I want to end it with this, though. I'm gonna share this because I think this is kind of like my outlook in life lately. And I kind of want to share it because...
Well, how long good. Is it? Because I got to get a beer.
All right, go get your beer.
All right, let me pause it then. All right, we're back.
Yeah, so I kind of just like the simple message in this. This is kind of dumb, but it's kind of interesting. thing.
When I have a mandarin in my backpack, it's impossible to fall into a depression. And that's because it's got some nice natural sugar. That means when I eat it like this, I'm happy. I'm energetic. Today there's no sun. It's got vitamin C. So I don't need sun when I have this. Plus it's got a nice color. And it doesn't take any space. It's fresh in your mouth when you wake up. It's just amazing to take a grasp of a mandarin.
I see crystal raindrops fall.
Feels great, man. Feels alive. The mandarin. Mandarins are great, man.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's a great message. Something simple.
Right.
Like, just like we were talking about that guy with the airplane that crashed into the, that crashed it. He had a couple seconds of, like, pure freedom. I mean, something simple as a mandarin can be a very comforting thing, and I've been there. I've sat in my car and peeled a mandarin for more than just enjoying it, but mostly to, like, cover, like, the scent of weed on me. But man, there's an enjoyment to it. It's so juicy, and you're in the moment. It's really good.
Well, here's a clip. Alex Jones is talking about LeBron James fled the country. He's got legal issues coming his way.
And it's connected to P. Diddy. Today, I'd forgotten about that. That's how much intel I get. This is a very good source. Today, I get another call by someone very close to me, very well known. They said, "You don't care, go ahead and say it." He said, "Hey, LeBron James just sold his Florida condo 2 weeks ago and has left the country, and they got specifically, you can imagine how, that it's over P. Diddy." So, wow, I just broke that. Sorry. And it's connected to P. Diddy. Today, I'd forgotten about that. That's how much intel I get. This is a very good
story. All right. You know, Alex Jones is on a health kick. I was talking about this while you were gone on the one of the clips I played earlier. But I like fat Alex Jones better. He kind of creeps me out. I don't think it's Ozempic, but when you're used to somebody looking a certain way, you know what I mean? And he's talking about it on his show, too. He goes, "I was working out this morning, and I went in the sauna. It was like 200 degrees. You're only supposed to stay in there for such and such amount of time. Well, I stayed in extra. I almost passed out. I'm still lightheaded." You know? And it's like, dude, come on.
My wife got prescribed Ozempic.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but she's questioning it, you know, which is cool. But, I mean,
I wouldn't do it.
I feel you. I feel you, man. Trust me. But, my concern is, I don't want her to lose her butt.
Right. I don't know about that. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. This has been a fucking shit show. Couldn't hear the first half of Julio. We're both drunk now.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Shit. I don't know. It's just been a shit show. That happens every once in a while. We covered some good shit. All right.
Would you like to share?
Yeah. So.
And we're grateful for everybody that listens.
Right. You know, if you made it through the beginning and you're still here, God bless you. God bless you all. And that reminds me, there's a fucking, we've been getting flooded by people from Alabama. I don't know what it's about. Hey, at least they're spreading the word. You know what I mean? But yeah. Thanks, Alabama. And we finally got this audio shit worked out, so next week will be better. And then tomorrow we're going on Legs and Eggs. I'm going to record that too, and I'll probably put it out. So
yeah, that's going to be a weird episode because we're going. They're all going on early because I got to get ready to go to work.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 1 hour of me getting ready for work, aka getting high, and then going to work, aka getting high. So. It's going to be weird.
It'll be all right.
It's going to be the usual.
Yeah. I'm not going to stick around too long. I'll probably check out when you check out or a little later. But Jack's going to be there. So
what's his last name?
Me off. Network failure. So yeah, tomorrow we're gonna put out another episode with Legs and Eggs and Network Failure. All right, we're gonna make up for last week since I was locked up, you know, and jail made my ass hurt. So hey, what can you do?
You jacked off a lot.
No. Well, usually when you say jail makes your ass hurt, it's from getting butt fucked. But you know, that didn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was you, I would definitely believe that. They would have been. You'd have been like, "Hey, just line it up."
Just line it up. Where's the train at?
Sir, this is the driver's intervention program. You can't do that here. All right. Oh, shit. All right, so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. And, God damn it, I lost the fucking number again. We'll call it 31 Flu Frog 6. FLU as in the Wuhan flu. Call us and leave us a voicemail or a text or whatever. You got anything else?
Hey, why are black people so tall? Because they're Negroes.
I didn't want any black jokes, but that was a good one.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Live rounds. Seven, 7.62 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood, banged more quick, busted more. Numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
But I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality. Now I got no fight.
But any man does what he's told. And when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.